In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This week, we conclude our look at the odd kingship of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels. We have seen the king marked for death as the Jewish leadership marked Jesus as their prey. We have seen the king rejected by his own people in favor of Barabbas, a murderer. We have seen the king mocked as wicked men hurled insults at him, even as our own sins mock his sacrifice. We have seen the king crucified, bearing the sins of the world and ours, even as the sign above his head had to tell us that this is the king of the Jews. This week we see our king, buried. Our scene opens up on Joseph of Arimathea, who was, as Luke says, looking for the kingdom of God. It's odd that the Holy Spirit saw fit to include this detail about him here, of all places that he shows up in the Bible. And then why go to the gallows, essentially, to look for a kingdom? It would stand to reason that he ought to seek out Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate maybe would have sent him on to Herod, or maybe even to Caesar in Rome to find a king. After all, these men exercised earthly authority, and Caesar was arguably the most powerful man in all of the world. But here's the thing. Herod and Caesar came and went. These kings and their kingdoms rose and fell. Countless kings and kingdoms came and went and were consigned to the dustbin of history, and yet the church marches on. One of my favorite examples about this is King Richard III of England, who is the last of a dynasty of kings in England who reigned for more than 300 years. A few years ago, the body of King Richard III was found under a parking lot in England in a grave that was unmarked. Some will sneer at us for seeking for a kingdom, let alone the kingdom of God here at the cross. But this is where our king is. This is where Jesus is. And this is where we also hear in our Gospels about how he was buried. But the funeral rite of the church, I think, helps us to understand this scene and find comfort in it. There's a line in one of the prayers that says, "Almighty God, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death. By his rest in the tomb, you sanctified the graves of your saints." This means that Jesus' rest in the tomb after his crucifixion is not just the next logical step. That's just what you do with a body. But there at the tomb, Jesus is still working. He went into the grave, as it were, in order to blaze a pathway through death for all those who belong to him. This means that every aspect of our mortal lives are sanctified by the fact that Jesus did it too. He, like us, was conceived, born, lived. He died just as we will die, and he was buried just as we will be buried. Our whole lives are made holy by the fact that Jesus took our lives into his own. He is the Lord, and he is the King of all of his saints, whether they draw life in this mortal body right now or not. Jesus' lordship over us does not end at death, because now death has simply become for us the doorway into his everlasting kingdom. On Sunday, these five young men and women will make promises as part of the rite of confirmation of the church. And those promises touch on this very thing. I'm going to ask you guys this question on Sunday. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? And do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? These questions are heavy for a 12, 13, or 14-year-old kid. But dear confirmands, you don't need to be afraid of making these promises, and you don't need to be afraid of the death that they mention. Because your Lord Jesus, who is crucified, died, buried, and is raised again for you, has already claimed you in the waters of baptism. Dawson will tell us here in a few minutes that we were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Jesus has already died your death, and he has transformed your grave into a resting place. And so, dear saints, behold your King, whose kingship extends far beyond the reaches of death and the grave into all eternity. In Jesus' name. And now, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.